For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The importance of sincerity when writing nonfiction. Hello and welcome to the Business of Self-Publishing podcast, episode number 92. Hi, I'm Joe Kunz, and this is the Business of Self-Publishing podcast, where I help you build your influence and income with self-publishing. The importance of sincerity when writing nonfiction. Sincerity is extremely important for all of us because it helps to build trust with each other. And trust is one of the fundamental building blocks to developing a lasting and rewarding relationship. It's especially important for nonfiction writers to display sincerity with their words. Sincerity, honesty, and respect for the subject matter and for the reader is essential in order to build up a tribe of followers, readers, and buyers. One of the main ways nonfiction writers display sincerity is by being transparent, straightforward, and honest with their readers. Readers can very quickly sense this and will reward writers that they trust by following them, reading their articles, and buying their books. Your writing voice and the connection you make with your reader is heavily influenced by your sincerity for the subject matter, your sincerity in your desire to help the reader, and the tone that you use when you write. Here are three terms that you must understand in order to write with sincerity. Term number one, your writing voice. This is when your writing reflects your personality, your individual characteristics. Your readers start to understand and connect with you on an emotional level. The tone that you use in your writing helps to reveal to your readers how you feel about the topic you're writing about and how you feel about the reader. In order to write with sincerity, you must first have respect for yourself, then respect for the subject matter, and more importantly, the reader. Readers, especially today, can detect phony baloney, also known as hypocrisy, a mile away. Once you lose the reader's respect, they'll never come back to you to read your articles or buy your books ever again. Term number three, tone. T-O-N-E. This refers to your attitude, such as formal, informal, ironic, serious, sophisticated, comedic, sarcastic, sad, dark, cheerful, for example. Tone reflects your attitude toward your subject matter and your attitude toward the reader and will greatly influence how your readers interpret your message. And now to sum up. Sincerity is one of the fundamental building blocks to developing trust between you, the writer, and your readers. One of the main ways nonfiction writers display sincerity is by being transparent, straightforward, and honest with their readers. Your writing voice helps convey your sincerity and attitude for the subject matter, and your sincere desire to help the reader. All of this will help you build a following of readers that will respect you and what you do, which in turn will help you sell more books. Thank you very much for listening. Visit my blog, thebusinessofselfpublishing.com, where you can read the full text of this podcast and read lots of great info about self-publishing. And please keep your email questions and comments coming. Thank you and good luck.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.